What are you looking for?
Looking for rope.
Some rope?
Yeah. Not see it anywhere.
You can't see it anywhere?
No. It's gone somewhere.
It's gone somewhere?
Yeah. It's down on the stairs. Look there. Hiding down the stairs.
It's hiding down the stairs, you think?
Hiding somewhere.
It's hiding somewhere?
Yeah.
What sort of rope, Thomas? I don't know what you're...
Green rope.
Green rope?
Yeah.
Green rope? I don't think we've got any green rope, have we?
Oh, yeah, yes. Study the wagon there, wagon there, sweet. The green rope, please.
Oh, I see. Is it to get your... You're pretending your tricycle's a truck and it's stuck in the mud?
Yeah.
Oh, well, is this green rope something that you played with at Grandma and Grandad's house?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you see a home now, Thomas, and I haven't got any green rope, I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, a blue rope.
No, I haven't blue rope either, I haven't got any rope.
Yellow rope.
I've no yellow rope either.
Red rope.
No red rope?
Yes.
I'll tell you what I've got. How about your walking reins? I'll just go to the pushchair and get them.
Not worry. The actions.
I won't worry, don't you worry, I won't worry.
The actions.
Pardon?
The actions, the green rope. Lights.
How's that? Shall we use your reins, look? You show me how to put the rope round the tricycle and pull it out of the mud.
Hello. That's it. Whoops. That's it. Then pull it out.
That's it. Pull it out.
Finish the mud now.
You finished the mud now?
Yeah. Right. Oh no! No. Something's burning.
Something's burning?
Oh yes. Something.
What's burning, Thomas?
Beep beep. Beep beep.
Beep beep?
Yeah.
Can you hear that beep beep?
Yeah.
Do you know what I think it is?
No.
Yes, has been, let me finish my sentence, has been pushing the buttons on Mummy's cooker. And I think it's the timer on the oven, don't you?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sorting mud again.
Are you? Well, you get yourself out of the mud and I'll go and sort the cooker out.
Oh, no, dear. What's happening?
Well, I think the bleeping stopped, Thomas. But you really mustn't press that.
No, Mummy pressed.
Yes, when we got the new cooker, we said you hadn't got to press any other buttons, didn't we? Because if the oven gets turned on, it'll be very hot and you might burn yourself. Oh, it's still beeping.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Get the fire engine out.
Get the fire engine out because the cooker's beeping. I'm not sure how to stop it.
No, need the big rope.
You don't need the big rope?
No.
What did you say? No need a big...
Green rope.
Oh, no need a green rope.
You are.
Thank you. So you're not stuck in the mud anymore, so you don't need the green rope.
Oh, my God. Another beep.
Well, that's not nice, what you're saying.
But no, only two too.
But I know you're telling me that you heard another beep.
Oh, no.
No, you can't get through there, Thomas, with your truck.
Don't my hub. See what's happening. Oh, man, I got my hat on.
Oh. No,
my hat.
You're going to put your yellow hard helmet on, your builder's helmet, to go and see see what's happening in the kitchen, are you, with the cooker?
Mm.
All right.
Yeah.
And what's happening, Thomas?
Something happened to Scooter.
Something's happened?
Scooter.
Scooter? Or Hooter?
Don't
press any buttons, please. Mustn't press any buttons. No.
Sorry.
No, you don't touch any of those. Do you?
Oh, no.
No, never touch those, Thomas, please. Do you remember when we got the new cooker and we said do not touch, didn't we? So you shouldn't do that, should you? No. Right, let's leave it alone now. We've had a look. Oh, it's still beeping. Right, have you got the green rope?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Just feeding right in. Help down. Stuck again.
You're stuck again? Where, in the mud?
Yeah.
Oh, Thomas.
Need the green rope again.
You need the green rope again?
Oh, yeah.
I bet you do.
Oh, look, two beeping.
I know. Again. Two beeps again. I can hear them.
In my kitchen.
And you're going in my kitchen?
Oh, yeah.
What can you see in the kitchen?
I see something.
What can you see?
See your bottles. See my bottles.
You see my bottles?
Oh, yeah.
Your drinking beakers?
Oh, yeah. So beeping. Beeps. So beeping.
So beeping?
Yes. Not normal, but then.
Be careful not to put those reins around your neck, won't you?
No, too beeping again.
Yes, beeping again, I can hear it. I just don't know how to stop it, Thomas.
No, stop it somewhere.
It'll stop after a while, I'm sure. It'll get fed up with beeping and give up, won't it?
Yeah.
So did you play this game when you stayed at Grandma and Grandad's house, getting stuck in the mud?
Oh, yes.
And who pulled you out? Did you get yourself out or did Grandad tow you out?
Grandad
towed you out, did he?
Yeah.
Did you get stuck in the mud an awful lot?
Oh, yeah.
And what else did you do when you stayed with Grandma and Grandad?
Real letters.
You played with letters?
Yeah, posting them through a slot.
You're posting them through a slot?
Yeah. What? See Mummy's letter.
What sort of slot was it?
A green slot.
A green slot? Was it a proper letterbox or was it Grandma's cupboard?
Grandma's cupboard.
Grandma's cupboard, and you pretended that was the postbox, did you?
Yeah.
And you posted all those letters. And did you keep emptying the postbox?
Mm.
And posting the letters again?
Yeah.
Was it a nice game?
Yeah.
And what else did you do?
Having breakfast.
You had breakfast?
Oh, yeah.
What did you have for breakfast?
Sausages and beans and chocolate mousse.
Sausages, beans and chocolate mousse for your breakfast?
Yeah.
This morning?
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder you've got a big tummy.
Coming, Mummy.
I bet you didn't have chocolate mousse for breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you did not.
Yeah.
I bet you didn't have sausage and beans either.
Yeah.
Did you?
Sausages.
Don't throw that. So did you have a nice time at breakfast?
Oh, no.
No? Did you sit at the table with Grandma and Grandad?
No sandwiches.
You didn't have any sandwiches at breakfast time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You had sandwiches as well, as sausages and beans.
Yeah.
And what did you have for lunch today?
Bean sausage.
Beans and sausage again.
Fish.
And fish?
Yeah.
What kind of fish?
Brown one, please.
A brown one, please.
Yeah.
And where did you go to get the fish, Thomas?
Blackpool.
You went to Blackpool to get the fish, did you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Sainsbury's too.
Sainsbury's in Blackpool. You didn't catch the fish yourself?
No, no. A boat and two trucks.
A boat and two trucks. Did the boat catch it and then the trucks bring it to the shop?
No, the truck. Caravan truck. Caravan going backwards.
Caravan going backwards?
Yeah.
Did you see a caravan reversing somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
It's quite windy today, isn't it?
Oh, the noise!
I can hear a noise.
What funny noise?
I can hear two noises. I can hear the wind blowing and I can hear the beep beep from the cooker.
Heard a noise too.
You heard a noise too?
Oh, yes. I think somewhere.
You think somewhere?
Orange green light on.
You can see the orange and the green light on, can't you? Mm-hmm. So everything's working properly?
Oh, yes. A Teletubbies?
No, your Teletubbies isn't on now, Thomas, no.
She's Teletubbies.
No, let's leave the television off now. No, you can watch the Teletubbies another time, can't you?
Another time.
Yes. Well, you've got Teletubbies on video, Thomas, haven't you?
So correct.
We can watch Teletubbies sometime. Who's your favourite Teletubby?
One falling out.
What's falling out, Thomas?
One airplane. Petrol truck.
A petrol truck?
Yes. Remember
in there. Whoops. Well, you've just put your reins over your bicycle. Are you pretending to be mending it?
It's a big petrol truck. Not big chocolates.
Big chocolates?
Yes, a big fish.
And big fish?
Yes, big sand. Big sand. Fall out!
Are you trying to guess what's in the truck?
Yes, water.
Water?
Yeah. Oh no! One down! One around!
Have you got the reins stuck around the wheel?
Yeah.
Would you like Mummy to help you sort it out?
No. Look! Help me!
Yes, I'm looking.
Come on,
where do you want me to come to?
Come there, big chocolate.
Just sit on my knee a minute and talk to me because I've missed you.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You said you'd miss me when you were at home. You said,
hello, Mummy. No.
Just blow your nose. You've still got a few snuffles, haven't you?
No.
Yes.
No.
Did you miss Mummy?
No.
You're laughing when you're saying no. Did you miss me? Did you miss me? You're a cheeky person. You are a cheeky person. You're a cheeky little boy.
No, come on, Mummy.
Come on, Mummy. Where do you want me to come to?
Going to a petrol shop. Petrol truck.
Going to the petrol shop?
Big truck,
Mummy. The big truck shop?
Yeah.
What do you mean, the garage?
Big truck.
Thomas, what's it have you done? You've got the well and truly stuck round the pedals, haven't you?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, of course.
Yes. Yes, of course.
There we are.
Oh.
Now please be careful you don't get them wrapped round yourself.
Oh no. Round my neck.
Oh no, not round anybody's neck. No. Do I need towing away?
Oh yeah.
Do I? Am I stuck in the mud?
Oh yes.
Or am I stuck in the armchair because I've eaten too much? No, you mustn't do that, Thomas, because it could hurt, couldn't it?
Come on, Mummy.
Come on, Mummy.
Sit up.
Hey, I'm sitting up.
Petrol shop.
The petrol shop?
Petrol truck.
Big truck.
Petrol truck. Big petrol truck.
Big petrol truck?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Do you mean like a big tanker?
Yeah.
A tank, a big lorry tanker full of petrol?
There's a truck now. Potato carrot truck.
Potato and carrots truck?
Yeah.
Ride in the car?
Yeah.
You're on the motorway?
Oh yeah.
Was it very busy?
Yeah.
Did you see lots of traffic?
Oh yeah.
What sort of things did you see?
Cars down trains.
Cars and trains?
Yeah, and a breakdown truck.
And a breakdown truck?
Yeah.
Do you feel uncomfortable?
Oh yeah.
Are you wet?
Oh no. Nice.
Not wet, are you?
It's a carrot.
Were you bringing me a carrot?
Yeah.
Thank you very, very much, Thomas.
Big one, baby one,
a
big one.
A big one and a baby one?
Big truck, take off. Oh, no. Oh, no.
What's the matter?
Heard the beep beeps.
Yes, you can still hear the beep beeps because Mummy doesn't know how to stop them beeping.
Yes, I told James, baby.
You're getting a letter out?
Oh, yeah.
You're getting a letter out of your post box?
Oh, yeah. Move that a moment.
Move that a moment? You want the chair moving out of the way?
Yes.
What do you say?
Yes, please.
It's better.
Oh no, too stuck.
Too stuck?
Yes.
Well, what is it you're wanting, Thomas? Just the letterbox?
Yes.
Well, let me reach it for you. What we do have to look for, Thomas, is the invitation to Molly's birthday party.
Sit down, Mummy.
I'm going to sit down. Because I can't see the invitation anywhere. Where's that?
James driver.
Sit
down.
I'm sitting. And I wonder whether we've put Molly's birthday party invitation in your letterbox downstairs. Oh, gosh, we should find it, shouldn't we? Because there's a lot of letters in here. No, don't throw, Thomas. If you throw it and it breaks, you won't have a box to play with, will you?
You want James?
Oh, you're calling me James, are you now? Thank you. Am I the engine driver for James? One of the characters in Thomas the Tank Engine box?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Shall we make the post box with the chair like we normally do?
No, no, no chair.
I thought you liked doing it like
no,
this.
No, no, not me, not me.
You don't mean that?
No, no, no.
You don't need it. I'm sorry.
Need not.
I thought I was helping. I'm sorry.
Post Linda's house.
Are you posting a letter to Linda's house, are you?
Post Linda. Post Nat's lot. No.
Are you doing posting through the slot?
Yeah. Linda's.
They're for Linda, are they?
No, Linda's. Baby's locked.
Some of those envelopes are really very big to go through this slot, aren't they? What are you doing? Folding them in half?
Yeah.
Folding them up. We saw the postman a few minutes ago on his bicycle, didn't we?
Yeah.
Do you remember? He was riding a bicycle and he had a big red bag with him, didn't he?
A yellow bag.
A yellow bag? It was yellow and red, wasn't it?
Yellow and red. Not fit.
Will it not fit?
No.
That's why I think you should post them through the chair.
Post my chair. No.
Well, I'm going to post them through the chair. Like that. That's my little post box there. Because I can post big ones, look. I can post big ones through my slot.
I post my slot.
So you're posting through there now, are you?
Yeah.
Now we've got to watch out for Molly's invitation. Do you remember when Auntie Mabel and Pippin visited the sorting office? Auntie Mabel had posted a letter to Dora. Was she called Dora, that lady?
No.
No, what was she called?
Dora.
In a big red envelope like that, hadn't she? When she went to the sorting office, she watched for the bright red envelope going along the conveyor belt.
Daddy's. Mummy's.
One for Daddy and one for Mummy. So I can't see Mummy's invitation. Can you?
See it.
I can't see it.
Not see it.
No.
Daddy.
Well, we better find it, otherwise you won't be able to go to Molly's birthday party, will you?
Not really.
Not really?
No.
No, not really, if we don't know when it is and where it is and what time.
Letterbox to me.
Whoopsie daisy.
What's happening now?
What's happening now? Well, it looks like you're opening a post box. You've got letters all over the place, haven't you?
Yeah.
We're soon going to have to start thinking about writing some Christmas cards, Thomas.
No, no. The lady, you got me that. And whoosh, whoosh.
What did you say? Don't mean that.
Whoosh.
Whooshed.
Last. Last. Last.
Last?
Last.
Can't tell what you say. What you say?
Blues.
I think you're just making noises as you're posting all the envelopes, aren't you?
Not see
Mummy's letter.
Not see Mummy's letter.
Mummy's letter.
See Mummy's letter.
Oh, is that for me?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much. That's a nice blue envelope, isn't it?
Yes.
Who do you think it's from?
I'll write it.
You want to write it?
Yeah.
You want to write on the envelope?
Yeah.
Right, there you are. Just on this envelope, though, not the others.
No.
Who are you sending the envelope to, Thomas?
Another's Mabel's.
To Auntie Mabel?
Yeah.
So you're putting her address on, are you? Whereabouts does Auntie Mabel live? Oh, thank you. Finish writing it.
Post it.
You're going to post it now you've written it. Oh, very good. We forgot to put a stamp on.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Post it lines.
Oh, we've posted it, haven't we?
Yeah.
Do you want to write another one and we'll put a stamp on it?
A very big blue one.
A very big blue one. You address that to Auntie Mabel.
Two numbers.
Oh, it says on it to Thomas.
Somebody drew it.
Yes, somebody's already written on to Thomas. It was obviously a card for you. Oh, the stamp though, can't stop. Oh no, you've posted that one as well. We forgot this stamp. Quick, let's address another one. Right, who are we sending this one to?
Thomas.
You're sending it to yourself. You've forgotten the stamp again. One more.
Why?
Who's that for?
Linda.
For Linda. Right, you've keep forgetting this stamp. Listen, Postman Pat won't deliver those letters without a stamp. I am not delivering that letter. That's what he'll say.
Yeah.
You keep posting them without stamps.
Yeah.
Can you not be bothered to go to the post office and buy some stamps?
Yeah.
Well, Postman Pat won't deliver them, Thomas. He'll get very, very cross when he sees letters without stamps. Oh!
Probably missed it? Yeah.
What have you probably missed? The last collection?
A letter.
Look, there's one there that's already got a stamp on it, so I'm posting that one. My letter will get there, because it's got a stamp. Oh, that one's got a stamp. Oh! You posted one with a stamp. Well done. Yes, there's some more with stamps. Can you see the picture on the stamp? That's the Queen. The Queen's head. Oh no, don't draw it, don't colour her in.
Hey.
Thank you.
I'll post.
You're addressing another envelope? Who's that for?
Grandad.
Grandad? Have you written to thank him for having you?
Yes.
What did you say? Thank you for a very nice time, Grandad.
Thanks, Grandad.
I enjoyed it. Did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah.
And did you see Uncle David and Auntie Sharon?
Yeah.
And what about Auntie Patty?
Good night, Auntie Patty.
Nice. Good night, Auntie Patty.
Nice.
Is that what you said to her? Did she come and see you before you went to bed?
Yeah.
Did you play with them?
Yeah. No stamp, that one.
That one's got no stamp?
No.
Oh dear.
Just a minute,
Mummy's writing.
Two words? Yeah.
Oh, that's written in German, Thomas.
German,
yeah.
Look, that's another one.
No stamp on that one, and no stamp on another one.
Look, another one.
No, there aren't many left now with stamps, are there?
And here. Postman.
Oh, the postman's come to empty the box, has he?
Yeah.
He works very hard, this postman, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Letters?
Yes. Oh, whoops.
Box. Oh, we are. Have you closed the post box door again?
Yes.
The letterbox door?
Yep. I'm drawing now. Drawing.
You want to do some drawing?
Yeah.
Just on the envelopes, that's on the front. A good boy.
Flower tree.
Pardon?
Flower tree. Two queens.
Oh, two queens. Yes, two stumps together. Two green stumps together. That one hasn't got a picture of the queen. And don't draw on that one. That's Paddington Bear. Look, you've got a Paddington Bear in your cot upstairs. Look, he's wearing a red felt hat and red Wellingtons and a blue little coat. And he's got a little label on him saying, please look after this bear, thank you. And what does that say, that little sticker in the corner?
What's the having me know you?
It says, with love. What did you say it said?
We love you.
I love you.
We have you.
It does say with love, it means it's been sent with love.
Mummy's letter.
You've not seen Mummy's letter again?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there it is, the blue envelope. That's lovely. Shall I post it?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. There we are. My letter's gone in the post. It should be delivered in the morning, shouldn't it?
Yes.
For me to post?
Yes.
Thank you. Another big blue envelope. Oh, that's nice. And a big white envelope. You are helping to post that one, are you?
Yeah.
And the big red envelope that says Jean. Who's Jean?
Thomas.
Thomas. Thomas is Mummy. Thank you. It's a nice drawing on this envelope, isn't there, of trees? Can you see it?
Yeah.
What can you see?
Breakdown truck.
A breakdown truck?
Yeah.
Oh. Thank you. Is this another one for me to post?
Yeah.
Oh, it's no stamped on. Does that matter?
No.
Oh, all right then. Thank you. Thank you very much. Another one for Mummy to post.
I've got no stamps.
Oh, I haven't got any stamps, have we? Thank you. Thank you. This looks a nice one. Well, this is a picture of a church and it says Christmas wishes. Can you see there's a fir tree, a Christmas tree in the background? And what's this here?
Father Christmas.
It's not Father Christmas, it's a snowman. Do you remember when we walked past the shop the other day and we saw the snowman in the window? I don't know whether you remember it snowing last year, but you can make snowmen. there's a little pussy cat sitting next to the snowman. Can you see a black and white cat?
Yeah. Post them.
Which of the cats is black and white, Thomas?
Russian Truce.
Who is?
Russian Truce.
I can't tell what you're saying. I was thinking of Jess, Post from Pat's black and white cat.
Whoops. Not what Jess. Oh, my God. Oh, dear.
You found Jess, have you?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you've been able to do all these postal deliveries.
Oh, yes.
Without Jess.
Oh, yes. Hey, Rogers.
Is Jess helping to post the letters now? Oh, that's very clever. Jess enjoy that?
Yes.
Does she like helping?
And running around. Jumping.
Jess is jumping. What's she doing, jumping up onto the post box to post the letters?
From in the puddle.
She's jumped in a puddle now?
Yeah.
Oh dear, dear. Postman Pat's going to have to give her a wash, isn't he?
Yeah.
Or at least dry her off with a towel.
Yeah.
Oh, is this another one for Mummy to post?
Yes.
Thank you.
One post for you.
Well, that's not a letter, that's Mummy's notepad, isn't it? Mummy needs that.
Need the wash. One and two. Big poo in there. Big poo. Big poo. I got Jess. My.
What are you doing with Jess?
This is my big truck.
Oh, I see. Jess is sitting in the back of the post van, is she? You're a busy boy, Thomas.
Yeah.
Or should I call you Pat?
Postman Pat.
You want to be known as Postman Pat? I see.
Blue stamp.
That's probably one nice one there with the stamp, isn't it?
Yeah.
What colour is the stamp?
Yeah. Daddy Toff.
A blue one?
Yeah. Daddy Toff.
Take it off. You're trying to take the stamp off the envelope for you.
Yes.
I think once they're stuck down, they're meant to stay, Thomas, aren't they? Are you enjoying it taking off?
Yes.
But it's going to break, look. Picture of the Queen's all getting torn. Oh, there we are. How's that?
Thanks. Oh dear, just fall down again.
You falling down again?
Yeah. How about a wash? A fun, fun yes, a fun. Ouch! Stuck something out on. Wash, wash, wash.
Are you washing Jess, are you?
Yes.
Thomas, wash. Are you wet?
No, we're a bunch.
Are you sure your trousers look a bit wet at the back?
No, wash, wash, wash. Big mouth.
Are you all right, Thomas?
Yeah.
Because it's so early?
Yeah.
Auntie, what's happened? Has something blown into it? Have you just caught it with an envelope?
Oh, yeah.
You've just hurt it with one of the envelopes?
Yeah.
Oh, what have you done?
With the saw. Somebody touched it.
What did this do? Somebody touched it?
Yeah. Somebody. Sonny the mouse.
Sonny, you're in Isabel's?
Yeah.
Well, Grandad said you'd fallen and bumped your face just near your eye. If that came up in a bump, we haven't seen you surprised.
Somebody. Look. Run into shit. Bumped.
You want to phone James?
Yeah.
You're pretending I'm
James. Right, James.
Right, James.
They're doing the track controller now. Think they're doing the track controller.
Oh, Thomas, I think you are waiting then.
No, sit up.
You said you were.
Thomas, I can't tell Jim.
Oh, you think you're going
come to... Come on, James.
Come on, all right, where are we going?
Don't stop and hurry. Her old helicopter.
We're going to see Harold the helicopter?
Yeah.
Whereabouts? Somewhere?
Somewhere.
Yes, but where?
Airport now.
Oh, the airport. Which airport? Manchester Airport?
Yeah. They're on the seaside now.
Oh, we're going to the seaside?
Yeah.
Well, one of the Thomas the Tank Engine box, somebody takes some children to the seaside and they get stuck in a flood, don't they?
Yeah.
And what happens? The fire goes out and the engine stops and the fireman has to go and find more wood, doesn't he? And once he's done that and he's got the boilers lit again,
Come on, James.
Do you think Ron was the fire controller?
Yeah. Come on, Mummy, go in the seaside.
Come on, Mummy, we're going to the seaside?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Thomas, it's not a wonderful day for going to the seaside today, is it?
Oh, yes.
No.
Oh, yes.
Did you go to the seaside the other day?
No.
You said you'd been to Blackpool.
Well, Blackpool, too dark.
It was too dark?
Yeah, two fishes.
Two fishes? Did you just go to Sainsbury's in Blackpool?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see any of the sand and the sea?
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
The sand.
You saw plenty of sand and sea, but there wasn't any sand? No, mm-hmm. Oh, Thomas. Are you going to rub Mummy's back for her?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Your hands...
Me.
Oh. Your hands feel nice and warm.
Kiss me.
I'm kissing you. Is that nice? You like playing with my hair, don't you? What are you doing, Thomas, behind me? You're playing with my hair?
Yes.
Does it feel nice and soft?
Which one is James rather than something else?
Oh, you brought me an orange. I can't say it's apple and an orange, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very, very much. Is this to eat on the journey to the seaside, Thomas?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. That's very, very kind of you. Thank you.
Eat sandwiches.
I'm eating some sandwiches as well. Mm. And I'll finish the meal off with some fruit, shall I? Nice fresh fruit.
Oh, yeah. Nice and soft.
Nice and soft?
Yeah. I'm feeling it. Finished.
Have I finished eating the apple and orange?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I think I have, Thomas, thank you. Be careful, you're going to tumble.
No, not tumble.
Not tumble, I think you will.
No.
That little stool isn't really meant for you boys to stand on, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not.
I want apple.
Oh dear, we dropped the apple. Busy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Now where are we going?
On the seaside now.
Right, we're going to the seaside, are we?
Yeah.
Right, well let's take our gloves and our hats and our coats. Wrap it warm.
Coat.
Right, are we all set?
Yeah.
Right, off we go.
Oh no, my gloves on. Oh, yeah. Hat all over.
Oh gosh, you've got to get your hat and your gloves on.
Oh yeah.
We've just seen your hat over there.
Whoops. First thing's water giving.
Oh, you're putting your hat on Mummy's head, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. So that Mummy keeps nice and warm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Do I look nice?
Yeah.
Or do I look silly?
Not silly.
Oh, that's nice of you to say. Thomas, what did you say?
Please.
No, you say excuse me please when you've made noise like that.
That's it. But my tab. A tab. One day a day.
What are you saying about your cab, my cab?
One day.
One day? One day you'll have your own cab?
Yes.
Oh.
Whoops. Where am I going now? Get something else.
Where are you going?
Get some money out.
To get some money out. Where are you getting some money from?
The controller money.
Oh, you're getting money from the fat controller, are you?
Yeah.
Thank you, and you're giving it to me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very nice.
Thomas, onions.
Oh, you're lifting Mummy up again, are you?
Yeah. Drive on.
Where should we drive to?
Well, Sonia and Isabel's.
Oh, driving to Sonia and Isabel's house. Hmm. We're supposed to be going out.
Ready, steady, go!
Ready, steady, go. Under starter's orders. Ready, steady, go. Talking about the dustbin now.
Oh,
well, let's not get all the toys out, Thomas. Because you're not terribly good at putting things away, are you?
Oh, stand up.
I thought you wanted me to stand up.
Sit up? Yeah.
Shall I move those things?
Stop for me!
You're stuck?
Yes. Changing blinds open and I turn the woman.
You want the blinds open? Why would you like the blinds open?
Doing that.
Well, what would you like? Don't touch the blinds. What would you like to do on window ledge?
Look
at the cars going past.
Touch me.
Be very careful, Thomas. Be very careful on the window ledge. Try not to damage the paintwork. Would you like your helmet on, Thomas?
Oh, no, thank you.
No, well, in that case, you want to hide it away? While you're playing with your cards, Mummy, I'll start putting one or two of these things away because we've got an awful lot of toys on the floor, haven't we?
Yeah.
And we don't really need
them. Hold it.
Thomas, really, if you finish playing with your post office things,
yes,
you should put things away, you know. Shouldn't you? You should start picking these letters up. It's not very fair leaving it to somebody else, is it?
Love.
Did you have some nice toys to play with at Grandma's?
Yeah.
What sort of toys? Because she said she'd been in the loft and found all sorts of toys that Daddy and Uncle David used to have when they were little boys. What sort of things did you play with?
With Sonia and Isabel.
You played with Sonia and Isabel? No, Sonia and Isabel weren't at Grandma's. What sort of toys did Grandma have for you to play with?
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Did you do some counting?
Yeah.
How far can you count?
1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. 5. 5. 6. Yes.
40.
No, not 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
7.
Yes. Then what? Let's be careful. Then what, Thomas?
15.
After 7, what comes next?
15.
Thomas, what comes after 7?
41.
41?
Yeah.
No, we live at number 41. What are you busy doing now?
Something happened now.
Something's happened now? Well, you've got building blocks, haven't you? My mum, you want me out of the way?
There's a big dig here.
Oh, right, okay. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get in your way, Thomas. Very sorry.
What a mess.
What a mess? Yes, what a mess.
Linda.
Oh, is that Linda?
Yeah.
What's she doing, going out in her car?
And Brian too.
And Brian as well. Oh yes, Linda's gone one way, Brian's gone the other. Oh no, I think Brian was just moving his car so that Linda could get out. Don't you?
Hello, Brian.
Hello, Brian. Are you waving at him?
Yes.
Do you think he's seen you?
Yes.
Has he waved back?
Yeah. Not to me.
Pardon?
Not seen me. And me.
Has he not seen you? Did you say not seen me?
What a mess.
Yes, don't put any more out now, Thomas, because they're all to put back and you won't want to put them away, will you?
Linda, Brian, come back.
Is Brian coming back? Thomas, please don't get any more out because you're not going to want to put them away, are you?
No.
That brick's the same colour as the Dicker look.
One's fallen out.
What's happened? Did one brick fall off the window ledge?
Yeah. One fell out again.
Another one's fallen down.
Yeah.
Did you say it's fallen out again?
Yeah. Another one fell out again. Not see it. Probably gone somewhere.
It's probably gone somewhere, yes it probably has. Where do you think it's gone?
Hiding the television.
Oh, hiding behind the television?
Yeah.
Right, well I'll have a look, shall I?
Yes. And it could not.
Thomas, look as well. We both look. Thomas, I can't see a thing now. Can you?
No. But it's gone somewhere.
It probably has gone somewhere, but we can't see it, can we? Doesn't matter, you've plenty more bricks.
I'm sure. But in the tower.
You're in the tower, aren't you? I'm quite sure when Mummy comes to move the furniture in a few days' time for cleaning, we're going to find all sorts of things behind it, because we usually do, don't we?
No one won't fall out today. I'm building a wall.
You're building a wall?
Yes. I'm building a post box.
Oh, you're building a post box?
Yes.
Are you using red bricks?
Oh, yes.
Post boxes are usually red, aren't they?
Triangle.
A triangle?
Yeah. Building a triangle.
You're building a triangle?
Where are you going?
Is Brian still there in his car?
Maybe Brian going. Very big, big, big wall.
That's a very high tower, Thomas, isn't it? Aren't you clever building that?
Oh no, one for a little more.
Soon, Thomas, the tower is going to be much bigger than you, and you're not going to be able to reach up to put the more bricks on top, are you?
Oh yeah.
Why don't you build another tower next to it?
No, but in another one.
You're building another one?
Yeah. Oh.
Look at this big white van now outside.
What's that? A llama's truck.
What did you say it was?
Mama, granddad.
Grandma and granddad. Yes, I think it's Sam's grandma and granddad, isn't it?
Sam.
Sam's the little boy over the road. I think he must be at home this week.
No.
Perhaps his mummy's on holiday because she's at home. Grandma and granddad have come to visit, haven't they?
Wall fall down.
Oh, they've all fallen down. The wall's fallen down. Did you say the wall has fallen down?
What a mess.
What a mess. Never mind.
Very big wall.